TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features lion conservationist More Angels Mbiza, recorded live at TED 2019.
TED Talks Daily is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Fidelity Investments. We've all got old things lying around. And listen, if one of those old things is an old 401k, it's time to take care of it. Whether you've recently left a job or you're just making time to get your finances in order, Fidelity can help you explore options for your old 401k. A Fidelity rollover IRA has no account fees or minimums. Plus, you can choose from a wide variety of investments. Learn more about options that may give you flexibility for using your money today and for your future. It's an easy-to-follow rollover process that makes it simple to get started online in under 15 minutes. And just in case you need any help along the way, you'll have access to one of Fidelity's rollover specialists. So why leave that 401k lying around? It's time to make sure you keep your money working as hard as you do. Learn more about a 401k rollover at fidelity.com/rollover. Consider all your options and the applicable fees and features of each before moving your retirement assets. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm a lion conservationist. Sounds cool, doesn't it? Some people may have no idea what that means, but I'm sure you've all heard about Sisu the lion. He roars no more. On the 2nd of July, 2015, his life was cut short when he was killed by a trophy hunter. They say that you can become attached to the animals you study. That was the case for me with Sisu the lion, having known him and studied him for 3 years in Wangen National Park. I was heartbroken at his death. But the good thing to come out of this tragedy is the attention that the story brought towards the plight of threatened wild animals. After Sisu's death, I began to ask myself these questions. What if the community that lived next to Sisu the lion was involved in protecting him? What if I had met Sisu when I was 10 years old instead of 29? Could I or my classmates have changed his fate? Many people are working to stop lions from disappearing, but very few of these people are native to these countries or from the communities most affected. But the communities that live with the lions are the ones best positioned to help lions the most. Local people should be at the forefront of the solutions to the challenges facing their wildlife. Sometimes change can only come when the people most affected and impacted take charge. Local communities play an important role in fighting poaching and illegal wildlife trade, which are major threats affecting lions and other wildlife. Being a Black African woman in the sciences, the people I meet are always curious to know if I've always wanted to be a conservationist, because they don't meet a lot of conservationists who look like me. When I was growing up, I didn't even know that wildlife conservation was a career. The first time that I saw a wild animal in my home country was when I was 25 years old. Even though lions and African wild dogs lived just a few miles away from my home. This is quite common in Zimbabwe, as many people are not exposed to wildlife, even though it's part of our heritage. When I was growing up, I didn't even know that lions lived in my backyard. When I stepped into Save Valley Conservancy on a cold winter morning 10 years ago to study African wild dogs for my master's research project, I was mesmerized by the beauty and the tranquility that surrounded me. I felt like I had found my passion and my purpose in life. I made a commitment that day that I was going to dedicate my life to protecting animals. I think of my childhood school days in Zimbabwe and the other kids I was in school with. Perhaps if we had a chance to interact with wildlife, more of my classmates would be working alongside me now. Unless the local communities want to protect and coexist with wildlife, all conservation efforts might be in vain. These are the communities that live with the wild animals in the same ecosystem and bear the cost of doing so. If they don't have a direct connection or benefit from the animals, they have no reason to want to protect them. And if local communities don't protect their wildlife, no amount of outside intervention will work. So, what needs to be done? Conservationists must prioritize environmental education and help expand the community skills to conserve their wildlife. School children and communities must be taken to national parks so they get a chance to connect with the wildlife. At every effort and every level, conservation must include the economies of the people who share their land with the wild animals. It is also critical that local conservationists be part of every conservation effort if we are to build trust and really embed conservation into communities. As local conservationists, we face many hurdles, from outright discrimination to barriers because of cultural norms. But I will not give up my efforts to bring indigenous communities to this fight for the survival of our planet. I'm asking you to come and stand together with me. We must actively dismantle the hurdles we have created, which are leaving indigenous populations out of conservation efforts. I've dedicated my life to protecting lions. And I know my neighbor would too, if only they knew the animals that lived next door to them. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com.